Sunshine Coast RCMP responded to 1,075 service calls in the fourth quarter of 2024, down from 1,263 for the 3 months prior. The RCMP Q4 stats for Sechelt, which cover October 1 to December 31, were released last week, and calls for service were down almost right across the board, with a couple of exceptions. There was a total of 123 assault calls in 2024, with 31 of those in Q4 compared to 19 in Q3. There were also 3 calls regarding sexual assault in Q4, with none reported in Q3. Impaired operation of a motor vehicle was also an exception when compared to Q3, which went up from 17 to 23. The total number of service calls the Sunshine Coast RCMP received for 2024 was 4,375, with the highest number related to suspicious person, vehicle, occurrence, which was 457. Calls relating to mental health were the second highest with 276, and well-being checks ranked third at 270. Meanwhile, calls for being intoxicated in a public place were down from 10 to 2, while causing a disturbance calls went from 49 in Q3 to 38 for Q4. Drug possession calls were down, with 3 in Q4 compared to 9 in Q3. Bike theft was down from 7 to 3 last quarter, with a total of 11 for the year, while auto theft was down from 7 to 5, for a total of 31. There was a total of 47 calls for mischief to property for 2024, with 13 in Q4 compared to 10 in Q3. There were 88 reports of fraud for Q4, with 16 in Q4 and 23 in Q3. And while break and enter into businesses were up from 10 to 13 in Q4, residential break and enter calls were down from 7 to 5. Break and enter calls classified as other were 10 in both Q3 and Q4. Theft from vehicle calls were down from 46 in Q3 to 25 in Q4, for a total of 126 for the year. Staffing. The Q4 report, presented by Sunshine Coast RCMP Detachment Commander Staff Sergeant Jennifer Prunty, says when it comes to staffing, all civilian and police positions are filled. The Sunshine Coast RCMP welcomes Const. Kim Tajoram from Coquitlam RCMP, as well as Const. Rona Kapingpangan and Const. Nipon Chada, who both recently completed training at the RCMP facility in Regina. Public safety, crime reduction. Sunshine Coast RCMP Community Engagement Officer Const. Karen Whitby, along with District of Sechelt Bylaws and Public Works Departments, continue to conduct twice-weekly visits to the tent encampment on Lamprey Lane. The size of the encampment has decreased by half, which is due in part to ongoing enforcement, as well as colder weather encouraging the unhoused into shelters. Foot patrols in the encampment area and downtown Sechelt have been well received, said the report. The RCMP partnership with Vancouver Coastal Health Mental Health Unit has continued to be beneficial, with a coordinated approach when dealing with Sechelt's most vulnerable, and monthly meetings continue to assess and review, said the report. Const. Whitby applied for, and received, a grant through civil forfeiture for funds to purchase and distribute motion-activated security lighting for businesses and residents in need. Funds were also used to train a community member in crime prevention through environmental design. This community member can assist in assessing the ways businesses can deter criminal activity through landscape and building design. Police are also working closely with the Restorative Justice Program of the Sunshine Coast to divert appropriate files to that initiative. The report notes, one referral was brought to a healing circle last quarter with positive results. Police visibility. Foot and bike patrols continue to provide police and the public an informal means to interact. Feedback has been positive from business owners and other community owners on the benefits of uniformed police officers on foot in the downtown core. Proactive, as well as general, patrols will continue, said the report. There were 35 proactive foot and bike patrols in Sechelt over the quarter. Traffic safety. School bus safety has been recognized as an issue following several reports of vehicles passing school buses while they're stopped to unload or pick up children. Police conducted several targeted awareness and enforcement projects on school bus safety over the quarter. ICBC coordinated traffic safety initiatives around several schools specifically targeted speeding in the school zones. Also provided were the Sunshine Coast-wide calls for service statistics, which numbered 9,885 in 2024.